From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Two bills faced hurdles in the Alabama legislature this week. One would legalize medical marijuana. The other would stiffen penalties for participating in violent protests. We discuss these measures and more in this week's legislative wrap-up. WBHM's Gigi Duban checked in with Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal. They begin with why a comprehensive lottery and casino bill failed in the Senate.
It seemed to come down to the question of casinos with this particular bill. A lot of concerns were raised, A, with just casinos in general, and B, there was continuing debate over where those casinos would be located. A lot of lawmakers said they would have voted for a simple lottery bill, but that they were hearing from constituents back home a lot of concern over the casino aspect of all of this. Senator Marsh was quick to admit this week that he made what he called a rookie's mistake in waiting to take a vote on this issue. He had said 3 weeks ago that he had the votes to pass it, and he wishes he had brought it up for a vote at that time. As concerns mounted and more questions were asked, he said support among lawmakers was dwindling.
I want to move on to a debate in the House this week about a bill that would authorize the use of medical marijuana for a number of health conditions. It passed very quickly in the Senate, but it wasn't exactly smooth sailing in the House. I understand some of the opposition came from pediatricians who were worried about kids getting a hold of marijuana that had been prescribed to their parents. What happened, Don?
Yes, this was the subject of a public hearing in a House committee this week, and you're right. This legislation usually runs into trouble in the House. It, of course, passed the Senate last year and has already passed the Senate this year. Pediatricians were among those who testified against the medical marijuana bill in committee this week. They are afraid that if adults are prescribed medical marijuana, that it might be easy to get to by underage kids in the House who might use it recreationally, and it might lead to increased recreational use. Doctors are also worried about adults who might be prescribed medical marijuana, and if it exceeds a certain THC level, it might affect their well-being, impair their driving, might lead to ultimately an increase in automobile accidents. So a lot of concerns were laid on the table, but Senator Tim Melson of Florence, who's sponsoring this legislation, continues to press it, saying it could do a lot of good for a lot of people.
So where did lawmakers leave this?
Well, they heard all of the concerns in public hearing this week, and it is expected to come up for a vote in the House Health Committee next week.
Okay. There was also a lot of debate over an anti-riot bill this past week. This bill would expand the definition of rioting. It was inspired by protests that turned violent in Birmingham this summer following the death of George Floyd. And supporters say police need to be able to control volatile situations. And then on the other hand, you have opponents who say the definition of rioting is too vague in the bill. Black lawmakers said this will just be used as a tool to keep people from peacefully protesting. What was the resolution on this?
Well, there was a lot of lively debate. This has proven to be a very controversial piece of legislation. And there was enough debate and enough questions raised that Representative Alan Treadaway's rioting legislation was sent to a subcommittee for more work. It's not clear how quickly that work will be done, and this bill might be brought back before a committee for a vote. But key among the detractors was Representative Chris England of Tuscaloosa, who's also the chairman of the state Democratic Party. He is worried about the definition of rioting. He's also worried about this squelching protest in general in the effort to clamp down on violent protests like those that we saw last summer.
Okay. And moving on to the budget, the House earlier this week approved a $2.4 billion general fund budget. Briefly, Don, give us the highlights.
Yeah, this was ironically the largest general fund budget ever passed. That's saying something in the midst of a pandemic when our budget situation could have been a lot worse than it is. Our budget have weathered the economic storm that was the pandemic pretty well. There's a 2% cost of living increase for state employees in the general fund budget, and there are a lot of increases for a lot of different agencies. For instance, the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, the Alabama Department of Mental Health, among others, that would get an increase over this general fund budget that was approved by the House this week.
Okay. Well, Don, thanks as always for being with us.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear a wrap-up of the week's State House news most Fridays during the legislative session.